getting into shore shape. It's time to get out of shore shape. It's time to get into couch shape. Football weather. Hello, everybody.
Couch shape.
Couch shape. Of course, I'm in couch shape year-round. I saw the other day, well, not the other day, yesterday, on the scale, I'm now 186. So, John, this might have been before. Maybe you were here when I did this.
You're 186?
186, yes,
sir. You weigh 186 pounds?
Yeah, it's not good.
You know, I weigh 200 pounds.
14 off, my man.
That does not make sense.
Soon I'm the fullback and you're the bench warmer.
You should not weigh 14 pounds less than that.
No, I shouldn't. So, I did give up chocolate and Coke about 10 days ago.
You said it was
great
dessert.
Job.
So now it's just chocolate?
Chocolate and Coke.
I think I said just chocolate.
You
I
said dessert,
whatever you're doing,
but
it's not
enough.
I meant chocolate.
Okay.
Hey,
that's still brave of you.
Up the ante, buddy.
With what?
Whatever you're doing, it's not good enough.
No, I just started. I mean, just give me a second here. I mean, my God. All right, let's welcome in Mr. Ruben Amaro, fresh off from a trip in Kansas City. Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning, everybody.
So, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. I'm trying to pick up the energy in here because...
Wait, you're ripping us? You come in,
I'm coming in ripping hard.
You rip us? All right, let me rip you. For those that don't know, in the commercial break, Ruben's scrambling around trying to figure out how his microphone works. Seltzer, just so you know what Ruben did, I thought he was a trained radio professional. Ruben Amaro walked in here with his own... what do you call these things? Cans that are, what do you put on your ears?
Headphones.
Headphones.
Yeah,
headphones.
None of them are working.
Headphones. James, it had an attachment for a microphone, and he thought that the thing that he walked in with should just magically, go out on the air.
Come on, buddy.
Would think that could work.
Talking in the microphone right in front. There's a microphone in front of you.
That's true. But it would have been cool if that little mic on his headphone.
It would have been really cool. He's still struggling with something over there. We'll get you situated. Can you hear James, by the way, Ruben?
James, talk
to
me.
Hey, Ruben. Can you hear me?
I got him now.
Okay, we did it.
All right. So, Ranger, is that the biggest takeaway from the weekend?
Huge. The two takeaways. One, the offense sort of turned things around, but Ranger was gigantic for a number of reasons. Obviously, you know, you're not getting the performance you need out of Taiwan Walker, so that's huge that you have Ranger back. Now, is he all the way back? I don't know. He's going to pitch, probably get with 5 days rest, not 4 days rest, because they're being really careful about his back spasm. Mm-hmm. They don't want those to bounce back. But the fact that he was so sharp after not really going out on rehab and just throwing simulated games, pretty damn impressive. That was huge for this team. It's gigantic because it really, you know, you talk about how great the offense is and they spend a lot of money on the offense and all that. You know what? None of that matters if they don't pitch. And if they have those four guys the way they can pitch, it's extraordinary. It's
that's
not
what,
good.
That
it's
was,
extraordinary.
That was the biggest, best part of the team to start the season.
No doubt.
They were rolling out four dudes and at times five. That were just lights out. And
they were historic for a bit there. A couple months of historic baseball from them.
No doubt.
All right, and, so the lineup, so the guys that hit, I mean, I know that's the other thing you were just referencing.
Yeah, I just think it was so important for the guys like Marsh and Stott to just to come around and swing the bats. And, you know, I think that their leash was getting shorter and shorter. Dave Nebraska doesn't screw around. And if these guys weren't going to be performing, I mean,
you're talking about next year?
I'm talking about now.
What a relief for them to get that in. Now, how much of that is bad Royals? How much of that is
Well, they had some good pitchers.
Good. They had some good starting pitching.
Yeah. I think that they finally jumped on some mistakes, and they hadn't been doing that. They had a little bit better discipline. They struck out less than they did against the Atlanta Braves. They put the ball in play. I mean, even guys like Johan Rojas just touched the baseball. I mean, even that bad hop bounce, he put the ball in play. You know, Bryson Stott put the ball in play, and it bounced over the second baseman's head. But nothing happens if you don't put the ball in play.
Right.
And so I think they did that
a
little bit better.
Why is Bryson struggling so much with that this year? Because he was always, I don't remember any swoon like this entire season has felt for him.
Yeah, so for me, my observation on him, I think it's pretty simple. I think that he got off to a little bit of a slow start, and I think he tried to make up for it by trying to drive the ball out of the ballpark. And he was working underneath the baseball, a lot of collapsing. You see his knee come down, working underneath of the baseball. When he stands tall and drives the ball and stays on top of the ball using his top hand, he talked about it last year, he wasn't doing it as consistently. Now he's doing it and driving the ball the other way and using the middle of the field. And when he gets base hits in the middle of the field and left, it's it's much, much better. That's what I see right now. Hopefully he can stay in that rhythm.
All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the Phillies from the weekend. What stood out to you the most? Again, your reaction on Taiwan, your reaction on Ranger, the bats. And do you think the Phillies are, in fact, back? Are you ready to say that yet? I'm not. Now, you know, maybe it's soon, but it's too early for me to declare them back. But I will say it was very encouraging Saturday and Sunday, and the Ranger thing most encouraging. You want to comment on the debacle of what was supposed to be entertainment on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4, please do. I thought that Eagles game was a disgrace. And obviously the construction of the team, we'll get into that more. Defense also, whether it's good enough, we'll address that shortly. Salvador right now in Coatesville. Salvador, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Salvador.
Yeah, that was, man, that I couldn't even watch that game, that preseason game, dude. I turned it on and started watching it, and I'm like, who? I didn't know anybody that was on the field.
Nobody.
And it was so sloppy. Young kids who are out there, it was sort of like, let's see who can make a play, who might surprise us and have a chance to make this team. But it really felt like that entire game was disposable.
And Salvatore, I felt bad for people because I know there were a lot of people in the Delaware Valley tasked with this decision. Should I do what I would normally do on a Saturday from 1 to 4? Or should I watch the Eagles game or go to the Eagles game? Like, you know, there's people that went to the link who otherwise would have been down the shore. And they're like, you know what? Nah, I got to go to the Eagles game. It's an Eagles game. And they probably had to be sitting there by the fourth play saying to themselves, my God, I should be down the shore right now.
Yeah, I know people that went to that game. They were pretty disappointed. What would you have done instead of that?
I probably would have gone down the shore and taped it and made sure I watched it before our show. Salvador, I will say this. If not for our show, I would have turned it off in the middle of the first quarter. And I mean that. That's how bad I thought it was.
I didn't feel that bad about it first quarter-wise. But, man, I never get like that. I enjoy seeing like little things like, hey, what are they going to try to run? Are they going to blitz the linebackers when they sugar them up in the A gap?
But it's also fake anyway.
They're doing the opposite.
It was vanilla
sometimes. On top of vanilla.
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally they'd bring a backer.
They don't want to give up any secrets, man.
Well, that's the thing, too.
It's the secrets.
You know how Nick gets so uptight about, hey, we don't want to give up away any competitive advantage.
Right.
We know that none of that has anything to do with what we'll do this season.
Here's what I'll say about the game in the biggest picture. It was the first time I ever felt that a preseason football game, to me, took on the worthlessness of a preseason hockey game, basketball game, or spring training game. And at least with a spring training game, you get a little bit of a vibe of, you know, there's that excitement of like you're coming out of the winter, you see baseball in Florida, it's on your TV, and so there's a little bit something there that's nice. Ruben, I remember you and I were hanging out in my apartment in March, and we flipped on a Phillies game, and we were just like, weren't intently watching it, but
seriously?
We were just... What?
We hang out at my apartment in March.
Phillies game was casually on, but
yeah, I guess our invites, you know, just got lost. It's fine.
It was the Amari camera.
Very elitist.
You were at Joe's apartment.
I tipped back a couple of beers.
Watching a game?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. I am positive. I've never been in that situation.
I think you're going to make him jealous. Yeah. I think you made him jealous.
I've invited him. I mean, this is a guy that, you know,
has... that's debatable. I don't recall that.
At least a couple of occasions I've been to his apartment.
What?
Yeah. Chin up there, kid.
We hang, man.
At least a couple occasions?
We go out in Old City.
Yeah, we've had moments.
We're bar hoppers together. I mean, you know, I'm always amazed.
That's true.
People are very cool to you. I mean, not that they shouldn't be, but... you know, people let you be you, and every once in a while someone will come up and say hi and all that, and you're great with it. But, like, people let you just do your thing. You know?
What do you
I don't know what that means.
Well, I mean, it's not Michael Beck.
It's not Tom Cruise or something.
No, he's not Michael Jordan, but he's also not, you know, Joe Smith.
I'm recognized from time to time. You know, not all the time.
Oh, by the way, you know what I meant to say to you? This is the first time we've had you on the show since the alumni weekend.
Yes.
You got a really nice applause.
That was nice, huh?
And you know what that's about?
What is it?
People are happy that you're back involved. They respect you. and they showed you a lot of love with that applause. When the former players, of which you're one, or GM, walked on the field, you got a very nice... That had to feel good, right?
Yeah, and it was nice. I get, you know, I've gotten boos in the past. but no, that was cool, and it was great to be part of it.
Good, man. 215-592-9494. What Dotson said over the weekend upon joining the Eagles, we'll get to that. Actually, my two favorite pieces of audio from the weekend. We'll get to that as well. Rob Thompson on Taiwan Walker and how Elliot Short Parks breaks down the Eagles roster, his prediction for who they're going to keep and cut. That and more. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, what a great time, obviously, to get yourself to PI Dental Center. And isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So get yourself there in Fort Washington. You know, I've been a patient of PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient of PI Dental for 3 decades, because they're the best. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists, they specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. I strongly encourage you to get yourself to PI Dental Center, where whether it's year-to-year maintenance or a major issue that requires a big-time solution, which they can provide. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to start the whole process. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.